I feel like it's going well. We put in a lot of time before we had to be here, you know, which helped out a lot with all the receivers, not just myself. But it's going well so far.
What are some ways that you've seen that extra time help when you're together now on the field?
Just the timing and him knowing how we run our routes, you know, him knowing our strengths and weaknesses from each player. Not just, you know, the top receivers out there, but everybody out there that they're through with us in Arizona. And, I mean, we do stuff extra, stay in and watch the extra film, do things when we're not supposed to be up here to help.
This offseason, though, a lot of people talked about Cecil a whole bunch, but how much is having Cecil back healthy going to help the offense? And, you know, when he was healthy, he was producing and
make this place. Oh, yeah, Cecil's a guy that's going to go out there and give you his all, even if he's hurt. He's going to go out there. You'll have to tell him, you know, go on the sideline, get checked out. But he's a hard-working man. He definitely makes me go out there and work harder every day. He doesn't complain about anything, even if he's not getting the ball. You know, he go out there and, you know, he does his role to the best he can.
There's some people who believe that this particular offense is difficult for wide receivers in particular. Is that your experience, and what do you do to help the other wide receivers learn the offense better?
This offense, it's not an offense that you can just come off the street and learn. You have to put in a lot of work. You know, I got to give credit to offensive staff and just the staff in general of drafting guys that have high football IQs. They can come in and learn this offense at such a fast pace. But, you know, just basically stay after. And those guys know once they go out there the first week and have mistakes that, you know, it's embarrassing. They don't want that to happen again. So they take that self-ownership to put in extra time themselves.
What have you observed in Jalen Strong from year one to this year?
I would say his sense of urgency. You know, he knows what it takes now to go out there and to be counted on and to be able to make a full practice, full speed. You know, just his sense of urgency and kind of knowing what to do now and what to do off the field also.
Brock said there's no such thing as an uncatchable ball for you unless it's out of bounds. Your thoughts on him saying something like that?
I mean, I'm only human, so I don't want to hype my... Nah, but, you know, you put the ball in my facility. You know, hopefully I'm going to come down with it 9 times out of 10. I've done that. But, you know, it's just all on Brock on trusting me to come down with the ball, of him not having any worries and just, you know, not thinking, but just giving me a chance. No, honestly, we don't talk to each other because everybody on this team has good character. You know, it's not too many guys on this team that I know about that likes to party every night or, you know, that's out there in the scene. We're probably the last in the league on off-the-field troubles, if I'm not mistaken. So that's credit to this organization on drafting guys, you know, like that.
Why is it so important for just you and Brock? I mean, I know it's important for all receivers, but specifically talking about your experience, for you and Brock to have trust in each other.
That's very important. You know, a lot of Super Bowl teams and a lot of teams that has success, you know, that their main receiver and their quarterback has been, you know, best friends. You know, might not off the field, but on the field, you couldn't tell. But that's very important. For this team.
What's he like in, did I interrupt you?
No, you're good.
What's he like in, like, your offensive meetings?
He's a leader. He's talkative. If he sees something that he know he can help us out with, then he'll speak out. You know, he's not the QB that's going to, you know, hold his opinion. And if he sees something he can do better or we can do better. So, you know, he's a true leader in the offensive room also.
Has Wendell Williams made an impression with his ability to run and just also to learn quickly?
Yeah, he has. I'm not sure what the guy ran, a 4.1, a 4.2, but it definitely relays over to the football field.
You mentioned
mentioned that, you know, the receiver and quarterback need to become best friends. What kind of relationship are you got, you and Brock, on that same path?
Yeah, of course. You know, we text outside of here. You know, we don't go out on lunch and hold hands, but, yeah, we're good friends.